This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Derek Howard. Deliberate Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com. Actually, that is the homepage for the entire Deliberate Noise network. If you go there, you'll see a link that says Deliberate Noise. You click on that and it gets you to the actual site, which is deliberatenoise.com/site. The song we just heard was Ain't It the Truth by The Gossip. And that is the first song for the 6-year anniversary of Deliberate Noise. I wish I could be a little bit more proud of the fact that I've been around for 6 years, except this is only episode 137. And quite frankly, I personally feel as though I should have a lot more episodes. However, if you like this episode or any of the other episodes, you can send feedback by emailing me. That's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the woefully underutilized audio comment line at 734-331-0772. That is a Google Voice number. Anyway, here, let's play some music. See if you can figure out the the theme for this next block of music. I'm going to start off with Joel Strummer and the Mescaleros with Mega Bottle Ride.
It's a good tramp into the fourth dimension, 'cause I had the blues. The blues are throwing it all away. Just give me a tequila, I'll slam it the 4D way. And when I got there, you know, it had certain similarities. Like no smoking anywhere, and hiding in the car seat to avoid paying the fare. 4D tequila, anyone? And don't think we didn't dance to records by the fifth dimension in the disco sphere. Like Kublai Khan, Kublai Khan. hazardous. Out on the ailments of our past. Out on the ailments of our past. Out on the ailments of our past.
Out on the ailments of our past.
Backward planing to the theme park.
All right, and that was Bob Mould with Return to Dust. And before that was Lou Barlow with Gravitate. Did you figure out the little thing I tried to do there? Yeah, those were all guys who were in much bigger bands. You know, Bob Mould was with the Pixies. Lou Barlow was with Dinosaur Jr. And, of course, the late, great Joe Strummer was with The Clash. All right, I try to be creative every now and then on the show. It's not all just random clips of me talking in between music. Sometimes I do try to pay attention, you know. Now, one thing that I have really fallen behind on is evaluating a lot of new music. So most of the songs that are being played here, I've had for a long, long time. And for some reason, I just never got around to playing them. Like this song by the band CSS. This is Rat Is Dead, Rage.
Rest the room, she screams so loud. all your chef toys lined up in a row. All your favorite books, your favorite at all.
That catchy little tune was Warm Heart of Africa by the band The Very Best. Before that was Dear Hoof with Offend Maggie, and the whole thing started off with CSS, Rat is Dead, Rage. I should be further along. Anyway, here's Natalie Portman's Shaved Head with the song Me and Your Daughter.
Squeak. Thank you.
That was Quadron with the song Average Fruit. Before that was The Heavy with 16. The whole thing started off with Natalie Portman, Shaved Head, Me and Your Daughter. Now 137, I should say, is a pretty cool number. One of my all-time favorite comic books, of course, is Uncanny X-Men 137. That was The Death of Jean Grey. I remember buying it too. I lived in a small town. At the time, it was a small town. It was called Flat Rock, Michigan. Now there's, I believe, a Toyota plant there, so it's a lot bigger than when I lived there. And if I recall correctly, I bought it at the local supermarket. Yeah, and I mean, this was like the end of the Dark Phoenix saga. This is Jean Grey's death. Back when comic book deaths actually meant something, it meant that chances are you would never, ever, ever see this character again. You know, this wasn't like most villain deaths where it was ambiguous. Did they really die? Did the Joker really die when he fell into the river or not? No, this was Jean Grey basically killing herself to save the universe. And it was very, very good book. Even now when I sit there and read it, it's just like, man, this is some really good, powerful stuff. And that was issue 137. So 137 is not so bad. But to tell you the truth, Uncanny X-Men 137 also should have been further along because they had like this break. And, you know, I've had breaks. So I should have been further along. Anyway, here is Jamie Liddell with the song A Little Bit of Feel Good.
Get me through my day. Oh, watching you sleeping, I pray. Oh, please don't make my feel good go away. Just the look of those eyes cutting through my smoky sky. Get me through my day. Watching you sleeping, I pray. Yeah, please don't make my feel good go away. Get me through my day.
We used to walk in the park holding hands in the start of September. We were back in the park making love by the end of November. Now I'm here by myself in the dark and it's only December. Why did I run? Why was I scared? Why did you fall? I wasn't prepared. Ooh, love crept up on me.
Thank you. sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down. When I need you, baby, you're not around. I love you. I need you. I want you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Fearing of another holding you tight. Look inside of me. Tell me what you see. Your love is affecting me.
That was Jane Knights and the Fabulous Butlers with the song I Love You. Before that was Nikki and Rich with December. The whole thing started off with Jamie Liddell and a little bit of Feel Good. Now, to tell you the truth, they all had this old-timey sound to them. But if I recall correctly, James Knight and the Butlers is the only real actual old-time song. Those other two were recorded recently and put out with the sound. This one was when the sound was actually, like, probably the latest sound. There is a version of There Goes My Baby that I accidentally played at first, but I was like, no, I don't need BMI breathing down my neck, causing me to lose even more numbers. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to end this anniversary show here, episode 137. I played some pretty good music tonight, but quite frankly, there's nothing that really earned the explicit tag. Because remember, I believe in explicit tags. Children should not be listening to this show. Not because it's overly sweary, it's because I don't want children listening to the show. Anyway, here's Joey Rips to get my explicit tag with the song Fuck What You Think. Thank you, and I will be back soon with episode 138. Take it easy.
Fuck what you think. Breaks in time. A perfect picture, painted rhyme versus scripture, erase the line. I was working with you, but it's a waste of time. I taste the wine, fish head and land spread, and I ain't had deep sleep since my man's dead. I was doubling, ram's head, fuck the world, hit the ground till my hands bled. Turned dirt to mud, then mud to clay. The blood was my mortar and the brick was my pain. See, I keep on building while you bitch and complain, man. I'm dusting like Rain Man off the coast of the mainland. Sitting back in my Ray-Bans, taking in the rays, man. Analyze the game plan and turn the stage into a wasteland. Anything that moves, get its face stamped. Sipping brews with a face like a caveman. From Peru to the Caymans, we keep it moving. What can I say, man? We making music. Really? This dude's a rapper? Fuck what you think.
He's blacked out drunk. He's getting on stage? What the fuck?
Fuck what you think.
This is gonna be a train wreck. He looks like he's gonna fucking puke. What the fuck?
Fuck what you think.
This guy could not be dope. He could not be good at all, man. No way.
Fuck what you think. They call me Sleazo, but I ain't really Sleazo. Honorable, kinda dude that be on his knees, yo. Gripping mics, what I do to pass the time by. Ripple said, let's go, so I let the rhymes fly. Everybody trying to switch up the format. Fuck what you doing, lay it down like a doormat. With the rhymes, I'ma prove that I'm better than. First round draft picks, all city letterman. And I keep the drums on knock, turn your speakers up. Walking to the glory, trying not to fuck my sneakers up. Living in the last, where these niggas keep a heater. World bring me down, but the mission is to keep it up. Rich city resident, gritty just a part of me. Looking like I never gave a fuck, you can pardon me. So when you see me in the joint, don't even start with me. And you can feel that in your arteries, B.
I heard this guy write some blog about
fuck what you think.
He doesn't look very entertaining.
Fuck what you think.
Why are they putting him on stage?
Fuck what you think.
Here we go again. Fuck yeah. Back to this other guy.
Fuck what you think. Pay attention, no really listen. See what I'm saying can bring you wisdom and understanding. No delaying, man, my vision was so expansive. I move like cancer, the way I spread is tantric. Many answers to very few questions. Searching with no direction till you find that next obsession. My last impression is just like my first one. You know me well, so pardon as I burn one. Show me hell, really show me what you're scared of. I see your every move, man, I know what you aware of. My soul is not for sale, holy like the grail. I raise the stakes like a sail. That's the only way I keep moving. A-U-N, let me speak to them. The essence of my life is right and exact with my presence on the mic. I live what I write and do what I spit. No need to try it on, cause I know the shoe fits.
I heard JPS broke up.
Fuck what you think.
Yeah, man, they're never getting back together, man. Those guys.
Yeah.
Fuck what you think.
Those guys are done, man. Man. They're not the illest crew in
Fuck
Richmond.
What you think.
They're not the dopest.
Fuck what you think.
Everybody's nicer.
Como um banho grande.